This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Welcome to a holiday weekend, Wiggins America. So glad that you're here. Hopefully you have had a long, nice weekend. And it's been restful. Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to make the exception for you if you're working. If you're working, I hope that you still have had a long, nice weekend and it's been restful because these are the weekends to work. Am I right? Am I right? Hey, I'm here talking about it right now. These are the weekends that you go, yeah, I kind of wouldn't mind being on the schedule because nobody's here. Nobody's doing anything. I see you. I see you. Thanks for being here. This is going to be a big show. I'm pretty excited about it because we have not only some great guests, we've got a full lineup of our normal co-hosts. Old Roy is coming in just a minute. We're going to talk about not only what the restaurant industry does over Thanksgiving, because it's kind of a weird holiday for them, but we're going to talk about some real serious stuff with the abortion issue and where that places Republicans in 2024. Right after that, Ian Camacho. This was in the promo. From Look Ahead America, they are a great organization that has bedrock, undeniable proof of voter fraud. And you know what they do? They bring that to the states and they focus on swing states. We're going to talk with them about Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia in particular, what they're doing in those states. And I'm telling you, every single bit of information they bring is verifiable. Take it to the bank. And stick around because that is in this hour. At the end of this hour, we'll talk about just some random stuff that's on the internet like Snoop Dogg. And then next hour, John Lovitz. I wish I could say he was joining the show. I can't quite say that. I've almost worked with him. I'll tell that story before. It's not that good because I almost worked with him. You know, if I had worked with him, that'd be a great story. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. And I will tell it. Will Jones from Smart Approaches to Marijuana will let us know how far down the rabbit hole we are in both Missouri and Illinois. We're not Oregon. We'll talk about Oregon having all this buyer's remorse with their rampant drug use everywhere that's going on, especially in the city centers there. And then we'll close out the show talking a little writing. If you ever wanted to write a book, stick around. That's all part of this Wiggins America. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Old Roy, happy Thanksgiving, man. How you doing?
Excellent. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for being here. Is Black Friday weekend a busy time for Tulligan's restaurant industry?
It is, but not for the reasons you think.
Okay.
Highland has, that's the kickoff to the lighting of the square.
Okay.
So it's a big community day that Friday. Is the big parade and Santa comes out and lights up the square. And so we're actually swamped because we're on the square and we're a really good vantage point for that. And so for the community that we're in, it's a big deal and it has nothing to do with shopping, but it is about Christmas.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here this weekend, going into holidays now. This is a weird topic to bring up out of that, but abortion.
Good segue.
I thank you. How much do you think that is going to be a driver? I've been talking about this for weeks. I just don't know why I haven't brought it up with you. How much do you think that's going to be a driver of votes, of which candidates win in 2024?
Well, I resisted this. I know you've talked about it a little bit, and I wasn't quite on board thinking that it would be as big a deal as it is, but I think there are certain people that are desperate for that to be an issue and are going to do everything they can to make sure that it is. So I'm coming around to your way of thinking that it is going to play in more than I had thought it would, but I still think it's going to be isolated more to areas, to the more Democrat liberal strongholds.
Well, it's not going to be on the ballot in Kansas and Ohio because it already was.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not really going to play into the votes in states where it's not on the ballot.
Right.
So it's a weird issue to me to sort of answer my own question. It is a national issue. It is a driver, in my opinion, it's a big driver of voters. This turns out the progressive base hard. But only, and it will for federal elections, but only in states where they're voting on that issue.
Yeah.
So they are trying to get this, and they're doing ballot initiatives in Missouri. They're going to try to change the Missouri Constitution to allow for it because Missouri politicians are total idiots and saw this coming and didn't do anything about it. They could have changed the way that constitutional amendments are added, and they didn't do anything because they are buffoons.
Yeah.
I want to get that out of the way because I really believe that. I'm sure somebody out there is like, well, there was this guy and they tried to, because they walk around this office and this happens. And I hear him going, well, so-and-so tried, but so-and-so wasn't on board. Get your blank together and get it done, you freaking idiots. That's all I'm saying about that. Anyway, beyond Missouri, Arizona's doing it. Nevada's probably going to do it. So they are targeting swing states and really any state that they can do at this point because they're just trying to get more abortion. I think they're in love with the idea. And so Arizona, Nevada in particular, and probably a couple other swing states will have it on the ballot. So you're talking about they're trying to gin up turnout for 24, not just for that issue, but for the presidential election. However,
The polling suggests that Trump is going to win Nevada and Arizona right now, if it's Biden. So this is a hard one to read because it is going to be individual. It is going to be states. But then you have literally, and you kind of said this, every other issue is working against the Democrats. So they're going to try to make that the issue.
Right. And there's an easy way. Well, I shouldn't say easy, but there's a way to deflate the argument, I think. But the problem is, there's two problems that I see. One is that you mentioned Republican politicians don't act when they should. They react, and it's usually too late, and it's sort of a sad reaction if it happens at all. That's one. Two is the pro-life people. The intellectual argument was it's a state's, that's how we defeat it, because it's a state's issue and not a federal issue. And that's basically how it did get defeated at the Supreme Court. But in their heart of hearts, the pro-lifers are, abortion is wrong, whether it's a federal or a state or a local or whatever. And they never did a good job of selling this. The PR, when the Supreme Court overturned it, the Republicans did not do a good job of saying this is to the states where it should be from a political standpoint, from a legislative standpoint. So you've won from the pro-life side. You've won on that issue. But it's the moral part of it is the tricky part. And so... there's so many pro-life people that are just, bottom line, you have to defend the morality and the protecting the unborn and everything that goes with pro-life, but politically that's not the right fight. And we made the move forward because we did take the right fight, and we took it to the Supreme Court and said this is unconstitutional the way it was done. It needs to happen through the states. The problem is you get it to the states and then the states start voting for it.
And you never made your moral argument. Man, I think that is so well said. That is so well said, because we've been talking and talking and talking about this and saying, well, if the goal is save more babies, politically, you got to just keep moving the ball down the field. All true. Mm-hmm. But to do that, the point is, you have to make the moral argument. And since Ohio had just happened, 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, that they just legalized abortion in Ohio, in what is moving to be a red state. That's what's so... And so Kansas did the same thing. That's why people are like, what?
Well, that's easily explainable. It was an
off-year election.
Off-year election, yep. And the Republicans don't show up. And so it's a false...
Indicator
for Ohio, I think.
I kind of do too, but they still happened. It is legal there now, so that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep saying Republicans/conservatives/pro-lifers, whatever, were outspent like 5-1 on these races. That's true. You're losing the messaging war partially because you don't have any money behind the issue. You don't. There's no big organizations like pushing a lot of money into pro-life organizations. They're all ministries. They're barely hanging on. I mean, that's why we have these dinners that we go to and stuff, because just individual people are paying $50 to sit at a dinner and support a pro-life cause. And that's the way it's happening. And that's the only way it's happening. There's no corporate America donor to pro-life causes. So that's a big problem going into these abortion issues.
Well, but what makes it even more sad, so my wife's family's from Ohio, so we were there a lot this year with family issues. And this was the extent of the people pushing for this. I forget whether it was a vote no or vote yes, but basically the signs were vote no on one.
Save abortion?
No.
No, that's it?
Vote no on one. And then maybe a tagline here or there about, puppies. But
usually it's women's rights, right?
No.
No?
None of that. I didn't see any of that on any of the advertising. It was just, there was some vague reference to children. or something. Vote no on one. And these were the people who were for the abortion.
Yeah.
They didn't even have to try. Because that's how little the pro-life side and the conservative side fought it and got involved in the marketing and the PR war over this issue. Is the other side, all they had to do was say, hey, vote this way on a number. It wasn't even a title of the bill. It wasn't any useful information. It was vote this way on this number. And that's that, to me, shows how little,
yeah,
like you were saying, our side is doing their job,
yeah,
in getting the information out and fighting the on the morality front.
And the argument is not difficult to make. It's really not. And right. I've seen national media, you know, little debates, little roundtable things. I've seen local where people get in a room, and this doesn't happen that much anymore. That's part of the problem, is that nobody's talking to each other. And when they do, they're not really having a conversation. But when they do, which is not often, even good conservatives are not bringing up the right topic, which is this. This is the morality of it. Where do you, not asking me what I think about rape and incest and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll answer those questions if you want. But I will answer those when you tell me, when is it a child? That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
The only question you need to ask in any debate ever. And you don't even have to ask it mean.
Right.
Just tell me, what do you personally believe, if the topic comes up, about when it becomes a life? Is it conception? Is it at a heartbeat? Is it at birth? Please tell me. Because once you define that for me, then we can actually have a legislative conversation.
Right.
And we may not agree, but at least we can move forward. That conversation is null and void. It is not happening.
Right.
Because it used to be. People used to talk about abortion as safe, legal, and rare.
Mm-hmm.
Keyword being rare. We want to make it legal because it's rare. And we want to make it safe because it's rare. Now it's, we want to have as almost as many abortions as we possibly can because we want to dunk on the conservatives, I think. I don't even know. Like half these people, you don't even know what they're voting for.
Right.
They're just voting for it because they feel it. Did you think it through? Did you answer that one key question? When is it alive? Because anything past that for you, and I'm not saying this is a subjective issue, but this is where to start the conversation. For you, if you say, well, at the third trimester, well, then if you vote for something that's past the third trimester, you're voting for murder, personally. Mm-hmm. How do I get that through your head? I mean, that conversation is just not happening, and it needs to. That needs to be the focus of the conversation.
I agree, except for the one element is that there's been some desensitization for a certain segment of younger voters to this idea. First of all, they've bought into the notion that we're overpopulation is a global calamity. It just mathematically, it's not true. There are areas, you know, you go to cities in India and China, and there's too many people for the geographical area. But globally, overpopulation is a myth. But it's been they've been very effective in convincing young people that there's too many people.
Yeah.
And then they've desensitized them to this idea that, well, you just get rid of the people who you don't need. They're better off not being born into poverty. You know, that tired old argument.
Man, that argument happens a lot, too.
Has come back,
yeah,
with a vengeance. And, well, they'd be, do you really want these kids to grow up in these terrible environments? Aren't they better off just not being here?
Roy, that argument happens in the Annie Fry Show chat.
Wow.
There are liberals in the chat who say that. And it's so easy to ask them, are you advocating that they are better off dead?
Right.
So you are saying, literally, that these people are better dead. Like, yes, good thing that they're dead. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And they admit, well, they don't ever say yes, but that is, that's where it ends, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go from this, but it's driving me crazy because I think you hit the nail on the head. We've got to make the moral argument.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because we're trying to take the moral high ground. It's because the moral high ground exists and we're trying to achieve it. It exists outside of me and you.
Mm-hmm.
It is wrong whether I believe it or not.
Right.
We have to just find and show more people, look, this is the way it is. It's not me. It's not you. This is outside of me and you. This is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you would thought the murder argument would kind of get there. But then you have Hamas happening and people protesting on behalf of them. And you go, oh, maybe people are fine with murder now. I don't even want to get there, but it's been a real eye-opener.
Ends justifies the means. That's the thing we have to combat.
Yeah.
Is that mentality that the ends justifies the means.
Yeah. All right. Hey, happy Thanksgiving weekend. appreciate you being here. And old Roy is going to stick around. He'll be right back. We'll be right back with more Wings America. On the phone with us is a guest that we've had on before, Ian Camacho, Look Ahead America. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ryan, great to see you again. It's been such a long time.
Well, you guys are constantly working, and anytime I get a press release from you, I want to catch up because as I was talking to a colleague off air here, I said, hey, I'm having Ian Camacho back on this weekend. And she said, oh, yeah, you've had him on a few times. I said, yeah, I like having him on, and I like Look Ahead America because when we talk about election integrity issues, so much always gets lost in the fight that we never really get down to brass tacks about what actually is happening, maybe even what's changed in the last few years to eliminate some of these loopholes and things that we find that are problematic. And that's what you guys are doing at Look Ahead America. So let's just catch up on some of the things you're working on right now. I don't really know which state you want to start on, but it sounds like you testified personally in a case that involved Indiana and Arizona. So let's start there.
Yeah, we've actually had a few wins, and so I'm happy to share some positive news. Indiana, and you mentioned loopholes. Funny enough, only recently, in 2022, they made double voting a felony. I didn't realize it was that recent. I submitted what looked like a double voter we found in Maricopa County, and Hamilton County, Indiana, to the Hamilton County board as well as Maricopa board. They determined it fell under Indiana, and we found this through the national change of address list, and everything checked out. They got the voter records, they got the property records, they looked at the signatures, and they said, this seems like the guy. I had to testify under oath, and they're referring it to the the DA over there for probable cause. So
you ended up testifying in Indiana because the voter from Arizona had moved there, is that right?
Yeah, he had moved there. He had voted early. But he'd also voted, by mail or, early voting through Indiana, voting out. And when they asked, what's your defense, his attorney came in his place and just said he doesn't remember doing it, which was kind of a strange defense. But because we had all the records, we had signatures, we had everything. So there was really no way out of it.
How much, Ian, do you find that Maricopa, Arizona, are they willing to work with you on these things?
Not really. In fact, Indiana, when I was speaking to the clerks over there, they were saying that they had to basically subpoena and put in formal request to finally get the records from there. Maricopa was not helpful, and they've not really been helpful whenever I've submitted them things. It just kind of goes into a dark hole.
Yeah, that's what I hear across the board. Now let's talk about some other states, though, before we get too far down the line with Arizona. Let's go to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the phone with us is a guest that we've had on before, Ian Camacho, Look Ahead America. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ryan. Great to see you again. It's been such a long time.
Well, you guys are constantly working, and anytime I get a press release from you, I want to catch up because as I was talking to a colleague off air here, I said, hey, I'm having Ian Camacho back on this weekend. And she said, oh, yeah, you've had him on a few times. I said, yeah, I like having him on, and I like Look Ahead America because when we talk about election integrity issues, so much always gets lost in the fight that we never really get down to brass tacks about what actually is happening, maybe even what's changed in the last few years to eliminate some of these loopholes and things that we find that are problematic. And that's what you guys are doing at Look Ahead America. So let's just catch up on some of the things you're working on right now. I don't really know which state you want to start on, but it sounds like you testified personally in a case that involved Indiana and Arizona. So let's start there.
Yeah, we've actually had a few wins, and so I'm happy to share some positive news. Indiana, and you mentioned loopholes. Funny enough, only recently, in 2022, they made double voting a felony. I didn't realize it was that recent. I submitted what looked like a double voter we found in Maricopa County, and Hamilton County, Indiana, to the Hamilton County board as well as Maricopa board. They determined it fell under Indiana, and we found this through the national change of address list, and everything checked out. They got the voter records, they got the property records, they looked at the signatures, and they said, this seems like the guy. I had to testify under oath, and they're referring it to the the DA over there for probable cause. So
you ended up testifying in Indiana because the voter from Arizona had moved there, is that right?
Yeah, he had moved there. He had voted early. But he'd also voted, by mail or, early voting through Indiana, voting out. And when they asked, what's your defense, his attorney came in his place and just said he doesn't remember doing it, which was kind of a strange defense. But because we had all the records, we had signatures, we had everything. So there was really no way out of it.
How much, Ian, do you find that Maricopa, Arizona, are they willing to work with you on these things?
Not really. In fact, Indiana, when I was speaking to the clerks over there, they were saying that they had to basically subpoena and put in formal request to finally get the records from there. Maricopa was not helpful, and they've not really been helpful whenever I've submitted them things. It just kind of goes into a dark hole.
Yeah, that's what I hear across the board. Now let's talk about some other states, though, before we get too far down the line with Arizona. Let's go to Wisconsin. What has Look Ahead America been doing there?
So a while ago, I don't know if you recall, we were actually looking for volunteers to help us file complaints with the Wisconsin Election Board, or WEC, as they're called. Because basically we had done the Wisconsin report, and we said we have a bunch of potential illegal voters, including double voters, P.O. box voters, people who've registered in other states and are still voting here, et cetera. I don't live in Wisconsin, and none of the staff do, and we don't have legal standing to do so, but people who live in those counties can. So we said, hey, look, we will pay for all the costs of notarization and mail and et cetera. We'll fill out the forms for you. You can triple check everything. Here's the evidence. And then you submit. Right. And it's a good, training wheels process for you. And we got threats from WEC saying, these are frivolous claims. We're going to fine you $500 if you continue it. And it scared a lot of our volunteers. But I don't know if you've been following what happened in Wisconsin. Now it looks like the administrator, Megan Wolf, is likely going to be impeached. And now they're trying to save face from what I'm seeing. But for us, hey, it works out. We got six cases are being referred to prosecution in Dane, Kenosha, Marinette, and Waukesha County for false registrations for people who registered to P.O. boxes. So it's kind of vindicating, right, because people said it doesn't happen and whatever, but obviously, they felt otherwise. So it took that, apparently, for it to happen. But, it's nice to see some work with the volunteers moving forward.
Is it? I've heard kind of various things about the Wisconsin Election Commission. Sometimes it sounds like they're doing a decent job. Other times I hear they're being obstructionist. Is it a problem with leadership? Is that why this woman's maybe going to be impeached, and then the rest of it's kind of, well, it'll be better once she's gone? Or how does that work?
I mean, I can only speak to our experience with them or my experience. Like, for example, in addition to threatening the volunteers with frivolous claims, even though nothing was frivolous, we had it super well documented. They had also sent out notifications to the clerks basically saying they don't have to listen to any of the advice we're sending, because we were trying to notify them, like, hey, you have potentially ineligible or illegal voters, can check into this. And they basically just sent out like a thing saying, ignore them, you don't have to listen to their advice, et cetera. And this is all well documented, like official stuff that came from them. So yeah, they've been hostile to us. I don't find them helpful, and they've pretty much been very bureaucratic. I personally would advise that the legislator in Wisconsin dissolve WEC and bring the power back to the DAs and the clerks. They're a useless and needless bureaucratic organization.
Yeah, and they absolutely have the power to do that. That is something that I have looked into. I don't know why they don't, because there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who say the same thing. They're saying, well, we don't need this commission. It's almost like it's so political hot potato that nobody really wants to go all the way to do what needs to be done, but everybody knows it needs to be done.
Yep. It's just going to take, it took a while to get here, so hopefully they can, turn it back. But at least, at least it's something moving forward on a couple of these cases. So,
yeah,
and there's a few interesting ones we found in them, but we won't go into the details. I think we have one more state we probably want to talk about, which
Georgia.
You want to bring up as well.
Yeah, let's talk about Georgia. What's going on there? What are you guys doing?
So another one in Georgia, this is a 2022 case. The other ones I've talked to you so far are all 2020. This one was a voter that we had discovered. We've discovered several, but these are ones that actually move forward, which is really hard to get happening in cases. But in this one with Georgia, we found this person who registered in South Carolina and then still voted in Georgia, like right after registering. So there's really no question about the residency. When they interviewed her, she basically like confessed to it. And I think that's why it was an easy on a conviction, because they have to go through the boards. But now they refer it to the attorney general's office. And we discovered her again also through the national change of address, the NCOA, and the out-of-state registration. So that was a high enough bar of evidence that this person was not eligible to register, let alone vote in Georgia. And, we make sure our stuff is very well documented. So it's nice that we have a pretty high track record of things moving forward,
Ian,
not just claims that can't be backed up.
When you guys are moving forward with these cases, a lot of times they're just individual cases, one person doing this. Is it indicative of a larger problem? Is that why you're going after one individual? Because you can document this one really well, but that means there's probably X amount of others.
To your question, so first of all, we're not like, for a lot of what I've submitted or our team submitted has been sample sizes, and we found these things in the sample, right? Like, hey, these are like definitely like double voters or things like that, right? And that's a crime. We got to submit those. I mean, I have myself almost 280 cases open right now. Mm-hmm. It's like a funnel, and a lot of them either just don't get looked at, or they just put them off to the side. They let the statute of limitations run out, whatever. It comes down to the prosecutor, the DA, the AG, deciding to go after it or not. They just think it's low priority. No one's going to bother convicting on this. No one cares. And that's very frustrating, but we don't have the legal authority. All we can do is be concerned citizens and provide all the evidence on the silver platter, and we'll testify, we'll sign the notarizations. Just us alone, we're at what, almost 280, and I know there's other people around the country who've submitted stuff, so I'm sure it's a much larger problem, but we're at least going to show, hey, these are moving forward, there's some wins, we'll take what we can.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are very, very well documented. I love how regimented and how detail oriented you guys are about all these things, because you're hard to argue with. That's one of the reasons I like having you on. So let me ask you this before we run out of time here. Looking forward, you guys look backward, you guys look at voter integrity of elections that have happened, but you've looked a lot at 2020 and now 2022. Have things gotten better, do you think, moving from 20 to 22, and then what does that mean for 24?
Like I said, for example, in Indiana, they had just passed the law, which I didn't realize it was that recent, that double voting wasn't even an issue. Like, they didn't have it on the law books at the time, right? So things are getting tighter since 2020 and through 2022, but this stuff takes a long time. I mean, you're trying to get legislators to agree on something. They can't even agree what to have for lunch. And then, you know, it's getting a little better. And I think because election season's coming up, there's people who are going to want to campaign on I'm tough on crime or election integrity. So, hey, we're going to try and use that for what it's worth and try to make some things happen. But there's still a lot of work to be done. We do have an election integrity, you know, sheet that we use. If you look at lookaheadamerica.org/integrity, you can see our six action points that we want to get every state to have a much stronger form of election integrity. But the biggest thing is that really people who are living in those states should be contacting their, you know, their clerks, their legislators, et cetera, and they can get some action going and try to perhaps get meetings and bring their attention and concerns to them, because they're supposed to be working for the constituents. You know, that's how it gets that's how it happens on the state and local level.
Yeah. Ian Camacho, appreciate your work. Look Ahead America, you are the director of research there. Anywhere else that you want people to connect with you if they're interested in looking into these things, which a lot of people are, in more detail, how do they find you?
You're always welcome to email me. My email is ian.camacho@lookaheadamerica.org. You can always volunteer with us at lookaheadamerica.org/volunteer. It is the end of the year almost, so we are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. If you want to make a donation, we would absolutely love it. Lookaheadamerica.org/donate. And we also have a Gilded, which is kind of like an online, you know, we have games and movies and just a lot of socialization there. It's Gilded, GILDED.GG/lookaheadamerica.org. And that's where we are. So thanks again for having me on the show, Ryan.
Yeah, always appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll connect a few more times going into an election year next year as you guys continue to, look ahead. But that was a little bit too on par for the name of the organization. Look Ahead America. Ian Camacho, thank you so much, and we'll connect with you again in the new year.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Hope all your volunteers and listeners and everyone participating had a fantastic Thanksgiving listening to this. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. And talk to you soon. All right. This is Wiggins America. We got one more segment before the end of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back. Got a lot of random stuff going on this week and weekend. Thanks for being here. Great to hear from Ian Camacho, too. I love talking to that guy because it's so fact-based. That's what's been hard is that there are so few organizations, and this is where the media has failed, there are so few organizations willing to vet these things out that now you got to really search out people who will either vet it positively and say, like, look, there is something to this claim about election fraud, or vet it negatively and say, yes, we did the research, and no, it's not valid. Either one of those things is fine. It's just that that was missing for basically the entire time the conversation was extremely hot, because everybody went to their corners, nobody would look into it. So anyway, I say that to tell you that if you missed it, go back and get the podcast and listen to Ian Camacho, who we just got done speaking with. In the next hour, at the beginning of the next hour, I was going to do this here, but there's just too much to get to, and I almost don't want to mix the things. Like, the stuff that I want to talk about here is a little bit lighter and goofier. News stuff, but it's not Israel related, and John Lovitz is weighing in on Israel. It's weird to say, let's be serious and talk about John Lovitz, but we're going to do that at the beginning of next hour, and we got some stories there for you. I've been following that guy all week, man. He has been lighting it up. How about this, though? It's stuff that's just kind of out there. Yeah, that's what we're going to call that. We're just going to say, this is out there. The truth is out there. Kmart. You been doing any Kmart shopping? Black Friday? Holiday season now? Probably not. I looked into this for some reason. It just kind of came up my feed, and I got really curious about it, and I did research on Kmart. This is a place that I shopped like crazy as a kid. I shouldn't even say shopped. Got dragged into by my mom when she was shopping. The retail giant once operated 2,486 stores around the world, with most of those, 2,323, in the United States. It now only operates 3 stores across the continental United States, and I think there are just a couple more worldwide, total maybe being something like 9. But yeah, I don't know why that came across and why that interested me. I think just childhood memories, but that's out there. Here's something else that's out there. A DJ is going viral, we'll say. That's been viewed quite a few times. I think we can say this is officially viral, although everything that has any attention on it, you can call that viral now. This is a DJ at a wedding, and it looks like one of those rustic glam weddings. Do you know what I mean? So the building itself, when the camera's kind of panning around, is showing all these people dancing. And I mean, I've been to weddings where nobody dances. I've also been to weddings where just a few people dance and it's kind of whatever. This wedding must have been a younger wedding because it is slammed. The whole dance floor is slammed with people. Everybody in there, very nice attire, of course. And the building looks like one of those chic barns where you can see all the woodwork, but it's very, very expensive looking. It's like rustic cool. And so this looks like a very expensive wedding, even though it's got that rustic look to it. And everybody's dressed to the nines, of course. Well, this DJ, the camera's kind of focused on him and it keeps panning to the audience. He decides to drop in into his DJing, into the beat. He drops the beat and then he drops some political clips into it. The first one that he uses over and over is from Kamala Harris. It's when she's pretending like she's telling immigrants to not cross the border. It's like they did that once so that she could say on record, well, I told them not to. So he uses that clip and then listen to how he juxtaposes it with somebody else you might know.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
All right. That's pretty much it. He's going, eh, what do you think? And most of the wedding party's having a pretty good time. But it looks like maybe the bride turns around and goes, dude, what are you doing? I thought it was pretty creative. So that's out there. Here's one more thing. Out there. Snoop Dogg, last week, so this is like, I guess roughly a week ago now, he made an announcement on social media that he was giving up smoke. Well, when he said it, everybody said, oh my gosh, Snoop's giving up weed. No, I cautioned my colleagues here. I said, hang on now. And not just my colleagues at 97.1, but all these other stations. You know, it's like that's one of those weird news items that just everybody knew it. Because there's a lot of stuff that only we're talking about at 97.1, maybe KMOX is. Y98's definitely doing different stuff. Hot 104, they're doing different stuff. There are certain stories, though, that break through. That's one of them. Everybody was talking about that. Snoop's giving up weed. Well, no, hang on now. I cautioned, look at what he posted. He said he's giving up smoke. He didn't even say smoking. Now, this is, maybe you've already seen this at this point, but I wanted to circle back to it because if you had heard that news that, oh my gosh, this guy who's famous for smoking weed has given up weed, here's what he was actually doing. It's an ad in which he encourages you to also give up smoke in your outdoor stove.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
I gotta give him that. I mean, it is clever for that stove company. I guess they had enough money to hire. It just looks like a cylinder that you put coals in. I don't know how it's that unique, and I don't know why it's smokeless. I really don't. The ad is basically just a big bait and switch on Snoop. And in that sense, it worked. In the other sense, I just heard the name of the ad for like the fourth time since I pulled that clip. I still can't even remember the name of the stove. So in that sense, it did not work. But I was very disappointed when I saw this because I thought, well, he's clearly doing something that's not what we expect. That was a little bit of a wah-wah, in my opinion. But it is capitalism at its finest. I'll give him that. And the dude is a straight-up capitalist. That guy has made a lot of money building that brand. So kudos to him for that. This is Wiggins America. We are just about at the top of the hour here. Stick around. Like I said, we're going to talk about John Lovitz and him just absolutely eviscerating Twitter, all week. We're talking about all that stuff. It made Fox News. I was almost disappointed that it did because I thought I had something that nobody else was going to know about. But yeah, Fox News did grab it. So we'll talk about that too. And also, Will Jones from Smart Approaches to Marijuana. He's going to give us an update on where we're at in Missouri and Illinois. Have we opened Pandora's box, can't get the genie back in the bottle, or are there things that we can be doing now to not become Oregon, where everything is legal and even far leftists are regretting it? We'll talk about all that next hour. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Got a lot of random stuff going on this week and weekend. Thanks for being here. Great to hear from Ian Camacho, too. I love talking to that guy because it's so fact-based. That's what's been hard is that there are so few organizations, and this is where the media has failed. There are so few organizations willing to vet these things out that now you got to really search out people who will either vet it positively and say, like, look, there is something to this claim about election fraud, or vet it negatively and say, yes, we did the research and no, it's not valid. Either one of those things is fine. It's just that that was missing for basically the entire time. The conversation was extremely hot because everybody went to their corners. Nobody would look into it. So anyway, I say that to tell you that if you missed it, go back and get the podcast and listen to Ian Camacho, who we just got done speaking with. In the next hour, at the beginning of the next hour, I was going to do this here, but there's just too much to get to, and I almost don't want to mix the things. Like, the stuff that I want to talk about here is a little bit lighter and goofier. News stuff, but it's not Israel related, and John Lovitz is weighing in on Israel. It's weird to say, let's be serious and talk about John Lovitz, but we're going to do that at the beginning of next hour, and we got some stories there for you. I've been following that guy all week, man. He has been lighting it up. How about this, though? It's stuff that's just kind of out there. Yeah, that's what we're going to call that. We're just going to say, this is out there. The truth is out there. Kmart. You been doing any Kmart shopping? Black Friday? Holiday season now? Probably not. I looked into this for some reason. It just kind of came up my feed, and I got really curious about it, and I did research on Kmart. This is a place that I shopped like crazy as a kid. I shouldn't even say shopped. Got dragged into by my mom when she was shopping. The retail giant once operated 2,486 stores around the world, with most of those, 2,323, in the United States. It now only operates 3 stores across the continental United States, and I think there are just a couple more worldwide, total maybe being something like 9. But yeah, I don't know why that came across and why that interested me. I think just childhood memories. But that's out there. Here's something else that's out there. A DJ is going viral, we'll say. That's been viewed quite a few times. I think we can say this is officially viral, although everything that has any attention on it, you can call that viral now. This is a DJ at a wedding, and it looks like one of those rustic glam weddings. Do you know what I mean? So the building itself, when the camera's kind of panning around, is showing all these people dancing. And I mean, I've been to weddings where nobody dances. I've also been to weddings where just a few people dance and it's kind of whatever. This wedding must have been a younger wedding because it is slammed. The whole dance floor is slammed with people. Everybody in there, very nice attire, of course. And the building looks like one of those chic barns where you can see all the woodwork, but it's very, very expensive looking. It's like rustic cool. And so this looks like a very expensive wedding, even though it's got that rustic look to it. And everybody's dressed to the nines, of course. Well, this DJ, the camera's kind of focused on him and it keeps panning to the audience. He decides to drop in into his DJing, into the beat. He drops the beat and then he drops some political clips into it. The first one that he uses over and over is from Kamala Harris. It's when she's pretending like she's telling immigrants to not cross the border. It's like they did that once so that she could say on record, well, I told them not to. So he uses that clip and then listen to how he juxtaposes it with somebody else you might know.
Do not come. Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
All right. That's pretty much it. He's going, eh, what do you think? What do you think? And most of the wedding party's having a pretty good time. But it looks like maybe the bride turns around and goes, dude, what are you doing? I thought it was pretty creative. So that's out there. Here's one more thing that's out there. Snoop Dogg, last week, so this is like, I guess roughly a week ago now, he made an announcement on social media that he was giving up smoke. Well, when he said it, everybody said, oh my gosh, Snoop's giving up weed. No, I cautioned my colleagues here. I said, hang on now. And not just my colleagues at 97.1, but all these other stations. You know, it's like, that's one of those weird news items that just everybody knew it. Because there's a lot of stuff that only we're talking about at 97.1, maybe KMOX is, Y98's definitely doing different stuff, Hot 104, they're doing different stuff. There are certain stories, though, that break through. That's one of them. Everybody was talking about that. Snoop's giving up weed. Well, no, hang on now. I cautioned, look at what he posted. He said he's giving up smoke. He didn't even say smoking. Now, this is, maybe you've already seen this at this point, but I wanted to circle back to it, because if you had heard that news that, oh my gosh, this guy who's famous for smoking weed has given up weed, here's what he was actually doing. It's an ad in which he encourages you to also give up smoke in your outdoor stove.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
I gotta give him that. I mean, it is clever for that stove company. I guess they had enough money to hire. It just looks like a cylinder that you put coals in. I don't know how it's that unique, and I don't know why it's smokeless. I really don't. The ad is basically just a big bait and switch on Snoop. And in that sense, it worked. In the other sense, I just heard the name of the ad for like the fourth time since I pulled that clip. I still can't even remember the name of the stove. So in that sense, it did not work. But I was very disappointed when I saw this, because I thought, well, he's clearly doing something that's not what we expect. That was a little bit of a wah-wah, in my opinion. But it is capitalism at its finest. I'll give him that. And the dude is a straight-up capitalist. That guy has made a lot of money building that brand. So kudos to him for that. This is Wiggins America. We are just about at the top of the hour here. Stick around. Like I said, we're going to talk about John Lovitz and him just absolutely eviscerating Twitter all week. We're talking about all that stuff. It made Fox News. I was almost disappointed that it did, because I thought I had something that nobody else was going to know about. But yeah, Fox News did grab it. So we'll talk about that too. And also, Will Jones from Smart Approaches to Marijuana, he's going to give us an update on where we're at in Missouri and Illinois. Have we opened Pandora's box? Can't get the genie back in the bottle? Or are there things that we can be doing now to not become Oregon, where everything is legal and even far leftists are regretting it? We'll talk about all that next hour. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.